and I was had the pleasure of being on a selection committee. And as most of you know, I am kind of a hard-headed German, and we were interviewing various candidates to be athletic director at the University of Missouri, and we had some outstanding men and women at the time. We really did. But what stands out paramount in my mind is when I asked Mike, and I was kind of the guy that had to ask the bad questions of the group, and I said, tell me about Title IX. And he jumped up and he said, I'll tell you about Title IX. It's not because a federal judge mandated it. It's because it's the right thing to do. And I thought, whoa, that's our guy. Now, I don't know how in the hell I'm going to be able to convince 9 other people that's our guy, but I'm going to do it. Because let me tell you a story about Title IX. When my daughter played here, Lynn played golf at Mizzou. And there was 5 girls that traveled and the coach. And they'd go to Dallas and play in a golf tournament. And they'd go over and check out a van. And they would each drive 2-hour intervals. And, of course, Audrey and I were on the phone all the time. Did you make it here? When you get next filling station, call us. And that's the way the girls' golf team traveled. Now, coincidentally, my son Ed played on the men's golf team. Now, they went and checked out a van and drove to Kansas City or St. Louis to get on an airplane to go to their matches. Now, that's not gender equity where I come from. So, Mike, that was a wonderful thing you said, and I think that's indicative of where this athletic program has come. We're so happy to make this gift. This is a second major gift that our family has given to the University of Missouri. And it's not just a gift to the gift because the student athletes are so very important to us, but it's also because of the administration. Mike has been able to attract the best and top coaches in the United States, and I really mean that. We're blessed to have the coaches we have. Gary, Mike, all you folks have done an absolutely stellar job. And you've made your team successful, and you've brought them up to a national prominence. Every one of the teams now are competing on the national level. And one of the reasons for this gift is that we think that the coaches and the staff have to have the proper facilities to compete in the SEC and compete for the national titles. Years ago, Missouri didn't compete for the national titles, contrary to what you might think. But now we're competing for the national title in all sports, women's sports, men's sports, and that's what we want to do. We want to elevate our entire athletic programs to a position where they're competing at the national level. And that's why we think it's so vitally important that these coaches and their staffs have the facilities to attract the best student athletes in the United States and also have the facilities for let them compete and practice and excel as they have done in the past. So with that said, we're extremely, extremely happy to make this gift. We've done it. We did it for the student athletes. It's remarkable what our athletes have done, the student athletes have done here at the university. And it's appalling to me that we don't have the publicity that we should for our graduation rate. You know, that's the most important, far as I'm concerned, one of the most important things there is. But you folks have done an outstanding job, you coaches and staff, and we are so fortunate to have people like you representing the University of Missouri and teaching these young student athletes and bringing them to national prominence.